Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
Praise in this place. Yes, God, we thank you for who you are.
Your name is victory. Oh, praise. Borrowed for 3 days, his body there would not remain. Our God has robbed the grave. Our God has robbed the
of defeat this morning. Do you believe that? Hallelujah. We have hope in him today. Amen. Come on, continue worshiping him. Father, we worship you. We worship you because of the hope, not just because of who you are, Lord, but because of the hope that you've given us in you today, Lord Jesus. Our hope we place in you this morning, Lord.
Thank you. word never shaken. All my hope is in you.
Trust in you. God, I'm going to be steadfast. I want to be unmovable, Father God, just like you. And I want to be strong and realizing and trusting that these roots that I've planted, this tree that has grown because you have watered, that will stand fast no matter what the trials, no matter what the problems. So, Father, we lift our hands and we give him the glory and we give you the praise. So if you know and if you believe, that no matter what, that God is your hope, that God is your salvation. Lift your hands and say, God, my hope is in you. God, my trust is in you. And for those of you that may not understand this hope, that may not understand this peace, just realize that when you lift your hands up, just like a father does with his child, he reaches down and he holds you and he grips you and he says, my child, I love you. So we give our hope. All our hope is in you, Jesus. Sing my hope.
My hope is in you, God. I am steadfast. I will not be.
Sing a maker.
Never shaken. All my hope is in you.
Sing my hope.
My hope is in you.
If your hope is shaken this morning and it needs to be refreshed and revived, would you run to him this morning? Father, we run to you, God. Your arms are so open wide to your children today.
We will run to you.
things new. How many of you are ready for all things to be new again? Come on, sing it. Yes, sing it. We will run to you. We will run. You're making us new, Lord. Father, heal your world. You're making us new. You're making us new. Come on, that's what I hear the Spirit say this morning. He's making us new today.
Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, it says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Lord Jesus, we're running to you. God, we don't want to have our own burden, God. We want to have your burden. God, we don't want to have our own yoke, Lord Jesus. We want to have your yoke. So, Lord Jesus, I pray that as we run to you, Lord Jesus, that you would take our pain. We cast it on you, Lord Jesus, that you would take our care. We cast it on you, Lord Jesus, that we would take all of our worries and all of our doubts and all of our fears, Lord Jesus, and we cast it on you. God, and we relieve ourselves of that burden and that yoke that we've been carrying all week long, for some of us all month long, for some of us for many years, even for some of us for many decades. We've been carrying our own yoke and our own burden, and God, it's heavy and we're tired. God, today we cast it on you and we say, God, give us your yoke. Give us your burden, God. God, and let it be light and let it be easy. Lord Jesus, help us all in Jesus' name. You know, I think the heaviest burden that we can carry would be to carry the burden of our own salvation. To try to think that we're responsible for our salvation. That burden to take it upon us and not realizing Jesus did it all. Jesus paid the price. Jesus took the yoke and the burden that was supposed to be ours because of our sin. And he put it on himself. And he paid the ultimate price for our salvation. So that our yoke could be easy and our burden could be light. So Lord Jesus, right now, God, we take this time to lift up our movers. Lord Jesus, God.
It's been a privilege to have you join us for this time of ministry. To find more Passion Church resources or to make a donation online, visit www.passionchurch.tv. Remember, you can't live without passion.